much all year.
Oh. Especially lately.
Just what type of boost does it give this team just to see Zach not only back here, but then out skating?
Well, I think it's great to see Zach Redmond back, especially after such a short time. It's, you know, puts things in perspective. I mean, here's a guy that was, you know, could have been a really tough battle there, and he's back skating today. I mean, and you see his wounds, they're pretty enormous. So I think it's great. I think he felt great, and, you know, it brings everything into perspective.
What does that do for the team, having him back?
Well, I think it's encouraging for us. I mean, you know, there's a guy that's battled quite hard and has really come along. So I think for us, it's... it gives us some life, gives us a little bit life. Same with Truba being here is good, you know, just new guys and young guy, and that's good.
You
good
ever
for us.
Zach to be back on the ice this week?
Redmond?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a medical guy, so I didn't know the time frame, but I certainly didn't anticipate him skating anytime soon. You know, when somebody said that text yesterday he was going to skate today, I'm like, serious? I thought it was April 1st or something in the morning. You know, so for me, I thought, really. And to watch him do so well was really good. It's really good. But I spoke with him, it might have been 10 days ago, and he was really, really good then. It was uplifting to talk to him. He sounded way better, and he was driving and taking therapy. I had to strap him down to keep him under control, you know. So even today, you know, a little cautious getting out there, but really picked it up quickly.
Coach, how does the world look today, midst of a five-game losing streak?
And well, the world looked better today than it did last night. You know, last night was deep and dark. This morning, feel better, and just trying to focus on the task of winning that game against Philadelphia and not looking anything past that game.
What are your plans for Dustin Byfuglien tomorrow after?
Dustin will be a defenseman, which he is for us, and will be a good defenseman for us.
Did you have a talk with him? In the meantime, after last night,
I talk to Dustin all the time, as I do with all our players. I don't sit down and have a specific conversation with them all the time. This runs differently, you know, depends on the player.
Is the forward experiment over then for a little
while? Yeah, we're just trying to get things unclogged a little bit, you know, and so we'll just move him to the back where I think he feels comfortable and he'll be ready to go.
At the beginning of the season, you broke up the Ladd, Wheeler, and Little Line, and then you put them back together, and mm-hmm. they started having success. Mm-hmm. You think you're putting them back together?
It's possible. We'll see. I think the thing we're trying to do is just trying to unclog some things, you know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you're searching for things and trying to find these things, and there's like I said before, there's no manual, there's no turn to page 8 or 10 and here's what you do there. You've got to sort it out, and sometimes players have got to sort it out. So you're always searching to find ways, you know, and then, you know, my search isn't so much for the goals or that type of production. We're looking for more of a cohesive team game that we're looking for. That's what we're trying to get back at. It's simplifying some things and getting to play more as a good group of 20. That's what we're looking for.
Is that the biggest difference in your team from 2 weeks ago?
Well, I'd say that's part of it. I think that we've proven that we were able to win games 1-0, 2-1, 3-1, whatever the score, 2-1, 4-2, when we were good as a group. And I think that what happens is that you get tugging on different strings for different reasons. Some frustration comes in and you think you can do more by trying to do things more individually, and now you're there's four or five guys, now there's eight guys trying to do things, and that's what frustration brings on. And so you have to try to get a grasp on that and try and control that the best you can. And that's not an easy task, easy to say, but it's not an easy thing, you know. Players want to do well, they feel the anxiety of everyone, and they take a lot of responsibility for that, and they try to change things, and their hearts are in the right place. So I still like our team, still like the way we think, and just got to try to get it focused in the right direction.
On the disallowed goal last night, Claude, it didn't look like you guys put up much of an objection or a fuss. There's a thought out there that you're not angry enough about stuff like that, or there's not enough anger coming out of your
Was there a review on the play?
Pardon me?
Was there a review on the play?
I don't recall that there was, no.
No. So it's pretty clear that the referee made the call on the ice. I don't think
that's reviewable, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, when I looked at the highlight, I made the assessment and went from there. The thought can be whatever they want the thought to be.
Would you like to have a coach's challenge? Would you have used it in that situation?
Probably would have used it in that situation.
The rule is that as long as you can be in the crease, as long as you're not interfering with the goalie. Well, he wasn't doing it. He was in the crease, but he wasn't interfering with the goalie.
Well, I didn't take a really close look at it. When I saw the Jumbotron, I looked at it a little bit on the tape and stuff. I mean, you can argue your point till you're blue in the face. At the end of the day, the referee's going to have the last say. It's his vision of yours.
Evander Kane seems to be doing a lot of arguing on the ice with the officials, and I saw a stat today that he leads the NHL in the minor penalties. Are you concerned about the way he is building his relationship with officials?
Well, those are discussions I've had with Evander, let's put it that way. You know, that'll remain with Evander and I. That's just part of the process of maturing as a player. You know, he wants to do well, and his heart's in the right place, and he knows he's a target of some players and oppositions, and that's sometimes what comes with it, and sometimes your frustration gets the best of you, and that's what you have to learn to deal with. I mean, he's not the first player to do that. I mean, I can talk about other players that have gone right down that road and done the same thing, so it's something that we're trying to help and work with.
At this point in the season, can you still afford to teach guys with where you are, like Bufflin not getting many shifts at the end of the third? Is there still time to sort of, if you're not going well, you're not going to play, or is that sort of changed now with just a certain amount of games left?
Well, pretty hard at this juncture to start teaching too many things. I mean, the players pretty much have a really clear idea of what you're doing and what we've been doing all year. The difference is you can't reinforce things you know unless you're going to practice them. So that's the difference. Verbally you have to do these things, and or through video. That's what you're dealt with. So you can't, you know, I think it's very clear. The players clearly know what needs to be done and what responsibilities need to be done. You know? So in the case of Dustin, I mean, I think it's very clear.
Still the same mentality that, you know, as you always had in third periods, whoever's going the best is going to get the most ice time.
Well, you're trying to win games. So, you know, and you're doing things to win games. The decisions you make are based on trying to win where you're at. That and other things sometimes, you know, like the case of Dustin in front of the net, was just, we've gone down that road before. So I'm not going to keep it going. You're not going to take part. You know, either you're going to help us or not.
Coach,
how much motivation do you hope your team gets from being in 10th place as opposed to third in the conference?
How much
motivation do you hope that inspires, or shouldn't you beyond that?
Do I, as a coach?
What do you hope your team gets from it, from seeing that they're out of below the line?
Well, I know one thing. Our team cares about where we're at, and our team is concerned of how we're playing, and they're trying to do just like the coaches and management are trying to do. They're trying to get it back on track, and so I don't think motivation is a real issue. We're trying to get it steered in the right direction, and the only way to do it is collectively as a group, and that's what we're trying to do. So is it about motivation? You're trying to help your group go, you know, and you can pound on them all you want. You can find your own method, whatever works for you. I think we have a way of trying to get it done, and that's what we do with our group. We feel we know, or hope that we're successful. And nothing that a win wouldn't cure.
Thanks, Coach.
Can be.